This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
Good morning, DCR.
The number one pick and a Super Bowl champ with the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Cut him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, why don't you peep the score? Sports Center E, gonna be top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drive Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Dave, Chris, and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And a good the Tuesday. It is June the 15th of 2021. I mean, the Mets, they do what they do. Doesn't matter who they start. Goes out there, pitches a gem, another victory. Yankees, well, they didn't lose last night, which is good news. We're leading into a all-important Game 5 of Brooklyn against the ever-tough opponent of the Milwaukee Bucks. And a lot going on. I'm an older man now. You're working with an older man, Chris Canty. Because I now, officially, as of last night, have a child entering high school. An older man you work with.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. I actually got in trouble, Rick. And good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. What time you want me over for the Islanders game tonight?
The 8 o'clock Islanders start. Why don't you show up right before game time would be great.
No, let's pregame a little bit.
No, I don't see that happening.
I'll bring some food. We'll grill it up.
I don't see that happening. I do have a nice grill, though.
No, I know. But, you told me it. I'll bring the Zimas for you.
No, I don't want you. Listen, what's wrong with the Zima? You can destroy the Zima people all you want. There's nothing wrong with the Zima.
You want a White Claw? You tell me what you want. I'll bring it.
I don't want you in my home is what I want for the Islanders.
That's just nasty.
Well, you know what? It's true. Why would I want you in my home to root for the Islanders in my safe space? That's not what I want.
Rico, I guess you got to pick up what Dave is putting down. You guys are just work friends. You're not real friends.
It's clear now.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, take that.
He's sending that message loud and clear.
That's right.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Islanders, you're not welcome to watch and enjoy and revel in that at my home. No, absolutely not.
I was going to swing by Bagel Master, get you some of your favorites. Bring those over.
Well, that would be lovely.
But now I can't. Now you don't want that. I was going to bring kids some Islander stuff.
No, I certainly don't want that.
Well, Dave, this is why Rick loves Kay and why he has this open love affair with him, because of the way you treat him. Think about it. You're not inviting him to his house. Kay invites him over all the time.
He's never been to Kay's house. He's been like one time.
Well, he still gets gets the invitation, though, Dave. He feels welcome. That's the difference. You're telling the guy don't even show up.
That's right. Don't show up. If you want to watch the Islanders game, now, on for another game, for... Say, tomorrow night, you want to come over and hang out? We'll watch whatever sports are on. Take in the Mets game at 7 o'clock. You'd be more than welcome. I'd supply a nice smorgasbord of food and beverage and all that stuff. But, you know, hopefully we get the dogs enough to throw up for a little bit, and you could hang out. But, no, Islanders game tonight, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But there is no other game. That is the game. Tonight is the game.
No,
Game two in Tampa is the game.
Nets-Bucks is a big game.
No, come on.
What do you mean no?
Let's talk about a team that's got a chance to win the championship.
You're going to bury the Nets already?
I'm in such a bad mood today. I should be in a great mood.
You know what? You're ridiculous. How are you? Your team is 7 wins away from hoisting the most famous trophy in all of sports. How are you in a bad mood today?
Okay, 7 wins gets me the cup, which would be great. Wherever they decide to have the parade, that would be awesome. Number one on my list, number two, which is a close second, maybe even a 1B, is the Utah Jazz. They let me down.
They're not that good.
Relax, okay? Relax.
Oh God.
They were the best team.
I've never wanted to see a man naked more in my life.
It's something I want. The people need it. All I need is Utah to step their game up. They could have taken a stranglehold of the series, and they let me down.
Mike Conley not being there hurts that team.
It's killing him right now.
Yeah, hurts that team really bad.
Gotta watch playoff.
The Clippers ran away with that game last night. Ugh. Ran away with it.
Kawhi dunking on people.
Oh. That was nasty, wasn't it? Oh man,
sick of it.
There's a chalk outline for one of the bigs from the Jazz.
But you're one of these guys that finds the negativity in anything. Your favorite team is 7 wins away. They have a 1-0 lead over maybe the best team in all of hockey to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. And you find the negative in Utah still having home court advantage in that series?
I'm like Tom Brady in that way, Dave. I always find something to keep pushing me forward. A little chip on my shoulder. Right now it's the Utah Jazz.
Little chip.
I need him, Dave.
Little
chip. Carlin needs him.
So I need to tell you this. Now, Chris, I think you'll appreciate it. Rick, I think you'll be, and this is why you're so special. So outside on the turf at the high school last night, now, at the same time, we drop Alex off at his 11U baseball game, and we go to Ben's graduation. Only two people are allowed, so Alex isn't even allowed to go, so he goes to play in his baseball game. So we're there, and all the kids are there, and the principal's speaking and giving us a whole talk about, you know, perseverance and overcoming what these kids have overcome and COVID and how great it's been and entering high school and all these things. And Sherry looks at me. She goes, you've got to be kidding me. I said, what? She said, you're streaming Alex's game on your phone, on your lap, while they're doing graduation? And I said, yeah, well, I want to see what's happening. She goes, I can't even believe you. I can't even believe you. So I quietly had the game streaming on my phone, on my lap, bothering nobody, but I'm glancing down and seeing what's going on. She felt the way about this as if I was being disrespectful to the graduating class of 2025.
Couple things. First being this one. What a bougie town you live in, by the way. They're live streaming these baseball games?
Well, there's actually an app called Game Changer. It's phenomenal.
Someone's supposed to video them.
No, it's not video.
It's a great app, but someone's got to videotape them, doesn't it?
No, it's not video. So someone basically is scoring the game.
So it's not video?
No, not video.
Oh, okay.
Someone is scoring. I'm watching a digitally live box score go on. Instead of you like marking down F7, you just actually will input that into the phone, into the app, and it'll say what the play was. So no, it's not right, live.
But that's not something that you actively have to pay attention to, though, right? Like
this
that's something that you
her.
Check in every now and again. You can pay attention to what's going on with Ben's graduation.
I heard everything, and okay. It wasn't all that thrilling. And
it's not even
grade.
A real graduation. Come on, stop it.
It's eighth grade. That's what I'm saying. It's eighth grade. So I don't know. Was that something that she was? I can't believe. Be present in the moment. I heard that like 5 times. Be present in the moment. I said I'm multitasking. I'm paying attention and I'm paying attention.
I think this is pent up. I don't think this is just you deciding to look at the box score during the graduation. This is the dogs. This is all of it.
It's all coming to an ugly head here.
It's been bubbling underneath the surface. Now all of a sudden she's just ready to snap at you for anything at this point. Just be present, Dave. Don't walk by the cages when you see puke.
There might be some resentment for allowing the boys to be able to get two dogs. I think that's the underlying.
That was her.
The underlying rift between you two.
That was her. Well, I wanted the one. She's like, we can't separate the brother and the sister. I said, they won't remember the other one existed in 90 seconds once we take the one out. No, I can't do that. We got to get two.
Well, Dave, she does everything for you. She was relying on you in that moment to be the voice of reason and to shut it down, and you didn't do it. You left the door wide open. Like, at some point, she's looking at you saying, you know what? Maybe you can do something where you take the bull by the horns and make sure that we don't go down this road. Maybe.
But why would she suggest that?
Dave, because she doesn't want to have to always be the bad guy. She doesn't want to have to always tell the boys they can't do something. Sometimes she wants to bounce that off on you.
Yeah, I'm not very good with that.
No, you like the fun, crazy uncle.
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right.
At some
right.
point, here's what I see happening at some point.
So you think things are falling apart?
No, I don't think, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think this is like headed for the divorce or anything. But I could at some point see in like Sherry midway through the Giants season, like praying, maybe even trying to fix the game where the Giants lose and you potentially could leave home for a couple days, maybe even a week.
Well,
like she's probably thinking about you the way you talk about the dogs. Like, maybe I just leave the door open. If I could just open the door and let them out,
I would.
Just let them out.
Bye-bye. Have a good life. And just kind of put, if he goes, he goes?
Yeah, if he decides, like he wants to go away for a little bit, it'd be fine. Be welcome. Could use a vacation from Dave.
Don't threaten me through Rick DiPietro. I'll go. You tell her that if she leaves the door open and looks to push me out if the Giants have a troublesome loss, I would consider walking right out then.
So what would it take, Dave, for you to walk away this time? Like for
no,
you to disappear?
I can't do that again. That was a bad look.
So if the Giants start out 0-3?
No, because I'm used to that now.
Oh, okay.
That's par for the course.
You're desensitized?
Yeah, that's par for the course. I mean, if they don't start out 0-3, it becomes surprising. I mean, every year is that kind of a start now, right?
Oh, dear God. Yeah, let's hope things change in 2021, no doubt.
I am hoping. Yeah. All right, let's get into it tonight. 800-919-3776.
Yes, I did, Rick.
Yeah, a vacancy at the Ritz. Otherwise, yeah, he's got to move up. He ain't going Hilton anymore. They lose. It's got to be Four Seasons or Ritz.
You let him go to Vegas, we definitely not going to see
him. Definitely going to see him.
That's true. No chance.
AC, I don't think we see him. He goes to Atlantic City, I don't think we see him again.
No. Uh-oh. Ever?
No, for a month at least.
A month? Oh, my God. I'd come out looking like I didn't have a home if I spent a month in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City leads you right to the mole people, I think. I think it's the gateway to the mole
people. It's a seamless transition.
So that could be good for us on the show, no?
It's you. It's that lady from Florida that ended up in Texas. Storm drains, mole people.
Have you heard of, Rick,
as long as we give him a Comrex, he'll be okay.
That's right.
As long as he can check
coming
in.
Live from the casino floor at Bally's.
That'll be the phone call from Hurley. Hey, Dave, before you head down to the tunnels, you think you can bring a Comrex? We're going to need you.
That's right. Bring a Comrex down to the mole people and try to find a spot that gets really good Wi-Fi. We would appreciate that.
Have you heard of the mole people?
I think Vinnie Jones tweets in. I think she was upset because it was sports. She thinks because it's sports, you just can't stop. Would you stream the graduation if you were at the game? Well, no, but I wouldn't choose the game over the graduation.
No.
So that's,
no.
You made
all
the right call. This is not on you. This is something else. This isn't what you did. Because it's not like you were streaming the Mets game. You were streaming your kids' game.
Well, the Mets hadn't started at that point. Had the Mets started, I certainly would have put that game on.
You just continue to just dig yourself.
That would be violent. That's what I'm about to say.
I'm trying to give you a lifeline here. She's listening because she's probably up with the dogs. I'm trying to give you a lifeline.
I took the dogs out before the show, though, this morning.
Did they both poop?
They both pooped.
Okay.
I kept him out until he pooped. I was like, Barkley, you're not going in until you poop. And he looked at me like almost like we had a battle. And he's like, all right, fine, I'll go. I said, fine, I'll go.
Where are we with the anniversary plans?
What her birthday?
Your birthday plans, yeah.
Plans are in place. I can't sit here and tell you that right now.
No, I don't want. I'm just making sure. Like we're present.
Oh, we're full steam ahead.
Okay,
we are full steam ahead. After the doubleheader in the morning, full steam ahead.
I would also just, and this is not me, like, I don't want it to make it sound like I want you to, like, just poke a cherry, but I would probably mention numerous times during the birthday that you're present in the moment.
Mm.
So don't
I don't know
stream.
About that, Rick. That could be a setup. I think that could be looked at as him being a little bit sarcastic.
Well, you do what Canty does. You just get a box, write her name on it, put nothing in the box, and then when she opens it, say it's me in the moment.
Just no wrapping, nothing
no,
like that.
No, that's not my game plan. The game plan is if the gift is nice enough, then it really doesn't matter what it's
so
wrapped
in. So you can outkick the wrapping.
Oh, no question about
yes.
it. Yes. There's no question about
that's,
it. Dave.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's
speaking
what
of celebrations,
doing.
We got to give a shout out to our very own RJ Santillo, celebrating 7 years being with his fiance, who are going to kick things off and get married now, later on this summer.
Hang on a moment. Being with her but not fiance for 7 years, please tell me.
No, RJ. Dave, being in a relationship
okay,
with
yes.
her.
But
yes.
Wonderful. 7 years.
7 years.
That's a long time. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
RJ, how do you feel about
years.
Song? Would you like me to sing it all during this wedding? I was thinking about putting a couple things together with the
yes.
singing.
Yes. Have him sing. You've heard how good he is. That Nick song was phenomenal and well-chorused and all of that. RJ, please have him sing.
You want to start with the Nick song?
No, I don't think Nick song. Just like something like, holy.
Would you write an original?
Like that.
Would you write something like a special ditty solely for the two of them?
Yeah, I think we could work something out. I mean, you pick the artist or type of music you want. You want me to rap? Whatever you want. I can do a ballad, whatever. Well, what do you mean? I guess my special. That's Ricky Rose's specialty. Because I need auto-tune. You heard that.
Oh, no, that was special.
You're going to T-Pain RJ's wedding?
I have to. I have no choice. I got to go in the studio to die. I might probably lip sing it.
Wow, Milli Vanilli
style.
That is
the voice of an angel.
Okay.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
I
think
you're
a little, a little Chris King in the action at the end.
I'll tell you what, I would donate.
And the New York Islanders win.
How about the cup makes an appearance? You find a way to get the cup there if the Islanders win it.
Yeah, why are you
special.
Doing this? No. You're not gonna lead me down that road.
There.
I see what you're doing. Don't do it.
What do you mean?
I'm present. See, this is your problem. You're not present in the moment. I'm present in the moment right now. Game two, we got a 1-0 lead. I'm focused on tonight.
Oh, come on. It's over. I think they're on the verge of really.
You mean it's over?
I think they have a commanding 1-0 lead. We have the biggest Islanders fan in the world, by the way, at 7:35 this morning. The great Damian Woody will join the show.
You mean size-wise the biggest fan?
You could take it however you'd like.
He's been on almost every. Like, dude, he's committed.
I give him credit. He loves the Islanders.
And that's not a quick trip for him either.
No, not at all.
At all.
Not at all.
He shows up, unlike you, your fraudulent Ranger fandom.
What in the world does that mean?
Don't even go to games?
Well, hang on a second. Let's take a step back for a moment here, and then we'll get into the Nets and the Bucks and the all-important Game 5 today. You've been to how many Islanders playoff games?
I've been to zero because I don't want to.
Okay, all right. So you know what? I'm done. I'm gonna check it right there. Don't sit here and judge me when you literally, Mr. Islander, who could go for free and probably sit in the first row, has been to no games this entire postseason run. How dare you?
No, it's already established that them, and that's my team. Like your team is the Giants. We're still questioning the other team.
Stop it. So if I don't go to it, you know what? I don't think that you're any less of a fan. So how dare you do that to me?
I think you're a fraudulent fan. Just like you have a fraudulent hockey show.
You're a
wow.
That's how I feel. You really are. Your whole life is fraudulent. Your entire life. You're living a lie, DiPietro.
You got a new coach, though. Congratulations.
He's good.
And welcome aboard.
He probably won't come on this show just because he realizes you're really not even a hockey fan.
Stop it. David Quinn loved this show.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean you don't know about that? He used to call and, can I come on? Be like, I'm sorry, coach. Yeah. We don't have a spot today. All right, I'll call back tomorrow. Do you remember? That's what it was.
Ask tough Sergeant. Loss. Can I come on? I'd love to talk about it.
You know, a tough overtime loss to the Islanders. Can I come on with that guy that never even goes to the games, Rick DiPietro? That was his thing.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DCR.
Outside on the turf at the high school last night, Ben's graduation, only two people are allowed, so Alex isn't even allowed to go, so he goes to play in his baseball game. And Sherry looks at me, she goes, you got to be kidding me. She goes, you're streaming Alex's game on your phone?
I think this is pent up. This is the dogs. This is all of it. She's just ready to snap at you for anything at this point.
There might be some resentment for allowing the boys to be able to get two dogs.
I could at some point see in Sherry midway through the Giants season, where the Giants lose and you potentially could leave home for a couple days, maybe even a week. Well, why probably thinking about you the way you talk about the dogs. If I could just open the door and let them out, I would.
I would do it. Bye-bye. Have a good life.
This is GCR.
Don't threaten me. You tell her that if she leaves the door open, I would consider walking right out there.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, if you missed the 5 o'clock hour, well, you missed a lot. But you know what? Strap in for the 6 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour. Islanders tickets in the 7 o'clock hour with the biggest Islanders fan going. Damian Woody going to join us at 7:35. So, I mean, this is a very busy day. Rick, is this my understanding? You are going to be running point on CMT today?
Well, it's up to you guys. RJ asked me yesterday if I wanted to do it or not. And I said, well, it's not up to me. It's up to Dave and Chris and what they want. So I have it prepared.
Chris, what do you want? You want Rick to do it?
Dave, I think RJ does a great job of it, but I think the people should decide. I think this should be one of those things we run up to Poland and we see where we land at 6:45. Ooh. That's what I think we should do.
So, because we are a show of the people,
we give it to the people. Yeah, we give it to the people.
RJ, is that something you could quickly put together, a little poll that we could throw out there and see which direction it leans in?
I will happily do that. Having said that, though, based on prior results, I would tell Rick to start warming in the bullpen.
I got to tell you, if the on-air talent gets outvoted by the producer, we have real problems with you.
And we give it back to you.
Well, no, here's the people. Exactly. But here's the thing, though, Dave. I mean, I'd love to have Rick as an acting participant in CMT as opposed to facilitating CMT.
Yeah.
That would be my preference.
We could answer and then throw it back to him to answer his own question.
Yeah, but that's a lot, though. Him running point on it and asking all the questions and teeing everything up and then having to break it down and give the analysis of it. I don't know. That just seems like it's a little too much.
Seems like it's too much?
Yeah, that's too much.
Is that too much for you, Rick? Does that become too big of a plate?
But no, it's not even too big of a plate. It's just in my role in this situation is to facilitate. I'm the point guard. I'm the Chris Paul of the segment. I'm going to set you up. I'm going to set Chris up. You guys answer. Boom, boom, boom. And then we go to
You're going
to
give us
question.
Good looks, aren't you? We're going to get wide open looks.
It's going to be like...
And it's on us to knock them home.
Step in threes. Uncontested.
Poll is up, by the way. But you know what? RJ left a bad taste in my mouth.
Wow, what kind of taste? Salty?
Very interesting.
No, very bad when he did the Yankees question a couple weeks ago. And the Yankees are like, they've lost 5 out of 6. He's like, would you cuddle or marry or trash the Yankees to win the World Series? Like,
I don't think anyone's had a worse week than RJ had coming back from the bachelor party.
He was good this week so far, though.
No, but yeah, he bounced back. I'm just saying, like, all in, like, where the bachelor party finished, like, we're expecting great stories. We just hung out and watched soccer.
I've heard nothing except they watched soccer on the bachelor party.
That's it.
That's some bachelor party, RJ. I can't wait for yours. What are you going to do in New Orleans?
More soccer, probably.
Help
guys play a little human foosball in the
help rebuild
in
the city. Habitat for Humanities when you guys go down there.
Wow. Listen, don't mock our interests.
We're going to go plant trees.
You really got to go.
Come on, RJ.
There.
And then the week was brutal. I mean, the show sheet wrong.
Well, you guys
got me questioning everything.
He's feeding me stats.
Listen, you'll have to find out what happens there. The stories probably aren't going to leak out this side. So if you want to know what happens, you'll have to be there. I gave you the dates.
All I know is that RJ is dominating right now. In running point on CMT today. Dominating.
See, RJ, you know what RJ is now? He's that parent that like keeps feeding you stuff that keeps you sick and you don't even know it.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's what he's doing to us with these false stats.
So you can't get out of bed?
Yeah, like he's sending me stuff. I have to double check it now.
He has pancreatitis.
That William Hill stat that Rick will read once he wins the poll at 6:45, Dave, you will find fascinating. Fascinating.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, but I'm sitting here looking at different odds right now, RJ, and it's not the same as the
odds
you gave.
Don't spoil it. Don't. I want to go to Gibby in the car.
I'm seeing different odds here.
Well, of course. This is what RJ does.
No, I forwarded the timestamp. Things could change between now and then, but the timestamp I sent yesterday.
And what's your excuse for giving me misinformation with Chris Middleton shooting last week?
I blame the keyboard because they typed the wrong.
You're a blame guy. You're a big blame kind of guy.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, RJ. I don't want to start giving out odds that aren't up to date. I want up-to-date odds. I don't want to be like in a situation where I'm talking about Jack Leiter having a one-hitter yesterday when it happened during the weekend. Like, we can't be in that spot.
Listen.
That may or may not have happened somewhere.
Call Dave's guy. I'm sure he has many guys.
Dave, call your guy. My grandmother's not going to those underground casinos anymore.
She doesn't go?
No, she's done. That's it. Passed it. Her boyfriend passed away, so she has no one to go with.
That was a good time. Back in the day, I would have taken her. We would have had a blast. Nana and I? Oh.
No, so now you're going to go. Now you're going to talk about dating my grandmother now.
I didn't. You know what? I didn't say anything about dating. I said we could gamble our faces off together. Back in the day. I don't do that anymore, though.
Listen, I see your mom naked, and I'm like, okay.
Let's go to Gibby in the car. Good morning, Gibby, here on 98.7.
What's up, DCR? Good morning, good morning. So I don't want to, give Kenny a hard time, but I am a 1972 Islander fan. I bleed blue, and I despise the Rangers. I would never root for the Rangers. I would never, ever root for the Yankees. When I read that New York newspaper that starts with the sports in the back, when I get to the page that has the Yankees, I just flip it. When I get to something, in fact, last week when the Islanders were in the midst of the Boston series and they had an article about the Rangers, like, are you kidding? The Islanders are in the middle of a playoff series and you have an article about the Rangers? Like, what's wrong with that? So, to me, if you're a real fan, okay, and you've had your nose rubbed in it as a Met fan from Yankee fans for all these years, I can't even fathom rooting for the Yankees. Why would I ever, ever root for the Yankees? So to me, it's crazy. And in fact, I'm dying to go to an Islander game and take my almost 16-year-old, but he's not vaccinated because we have a pediatrician, Dr. Arnie.
We are getting old.
Arnie's the best. Arnie is the best. There's no such thing as terrible twos, just terrible parents. Yeah, he's the best. He's the best pediatrician on the island.
It was a great call. It got off the rails in a hurry, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, he was going in, but he was dropping some little nuggets so he would know that I know. But we got a complex. That's fine. I mean, Islanders fans.
But he's right. You cannot be a fan. I'm sorry. You can't be a fan of the Rangers and root for the Islanders or vice versa. You cannot do it.
I think there's levels of fandom, though. Right, like you're a different level than most people.
No, that's fair. But if you are a legitimate fan,
If you love the Rangers, if you sit there and watch the games and you love the Rangers, there's no way that you can root for the Islanders in this series. There's no way. Now, if you're just a very casual fan, that's one thing. But a real, legitimate Rangers fan cannot root for the Islanders in this series. And you know I'm right. Whether you admit it or not, at this moment, you know I'm right.
No, I think you're right. But I just think like guys like Kenny, I think Kenny just loves sports. Like he watches sports to be entertained and have a good time.
But then don't sit here and tell me that you're a Rangers fan.
Well, that's his favorite team, but he's not like it's not to the point where he has any ill will or hatred towards the other teams.
He's a casual observer of sport, and he would prefer the Rangers win, but he doesn't really care that much.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people like that. Like, well, who's your favorite NHL team? Well, I mean, the Rangers are my favorite team, but you know, I'm a fan. Like, if the Islanders are playing well, I'll watch the Islanders. Like, there's a very small percentage of people that will leave their house if their team loses a regular season game.
I think that's fair, but I still also believe that it's a hard and fast rule. You cannot root for your arch rival under any circumstance. Who's the one team that the Rangers fans dislike the most? It's the Islanders, and it's vice versa. So don't give me this business where it's okay to root for the Islanders. It's not.
Yeah, but if one of your closest friends is like a former Islander and he's like, hey, well, can I come over so we can watch this game? The least you could do is have him over, I think.
You want to come over? I'll leave the house. That's fine. You need a place to
wow.
watch the game. I'm not watching the game with you and rooting for the Islanders and watching you get excited when they score horrible goals on Vasilevsky again. I'm not doing it.
I'm going to come to your house. You can leave. I'm going to watch the game, watch the Islanders win, and then I'm going to take a huge poop on your floor and blame it on the dogs. How's that?
That's fine. Uh-oh.
Why can't you just be supportive? That's all I'm asking.
I did nothing
to
you. I've done nothing. Nothing. Root for whoever you want to root for. I think you should root for the Islanders, but give me a break. If the Rangers were in the exact same position, you'd be rooting for the Rangers right now?
I was doing Rangers post-game shows with Alan on the radio.
You didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question. If the Rangers were up 1-0 over Tampa at this moment, you would root for the Rangers right now.
What's the guarantee? Am I guaranteed no Stanley Cup, though? Just give me some parameters. If I root for them to get through the Eastern Conference Finals, or now, I mean, the semifinals,
right.
do they win the cup or not? Can I get a guarantee?
I can't. Listen, if I knew the Islanders were going to lose in the Stanley Cup Finals, I wouldn't care if they won this series or not. I can't give you that answer. The answer is if they win this series, they have a much better chance of winning the whole thing because they moved on and they're one of two teams left standing.
Vegas looked good last night, though.
I will say that.
Here's the thing, though. Selfishly for me, Rangers win, we get to talk. I mean, a lot of hockey if the Rangers win.
That's mm-hmm. quite the risk.
But yeah, you're right. But now I'm rolling the dice because if they win the cup, there's multiple weeks off if the Rangers had won the cup.
Oh, really? But you wouldn't just be happy for friends that enjoy the Rangers winning the whole thing?
I'd be happy for Quinny if he was still the coach, because you know Quinny's a friend of mine that coaches the team. Like you didn't play on the team. You have nothing to do with the team.
If the Islanders won the cup, I'd be happy for you.
No, I'll take it.
I'd be happy
I'll take
for you.
That. Yeah, but like, say, if you were, like, how about this one, though? If you were being serious right now and you weren't lying to my face.
I'm not lying. You know what? I never lie. If there's one thing that we should have learned throughout us doing the show together, I tell you the truth whether it gets me in trouble or not. So go ahead. What's your question to me?
If I thought you were genuinely happy for me when the Islanders win the cup, I would consider maybe bringing the cup over to your house. Let Ben Alex have a sip of something, whatever they want, out of the cup. And then, I mean, what kind of you can't put a price tag on that kind of experience for
kids. That would be phenomenal. I would love that.
But I can't do that because you're not supportive.
Well, maybe I'm not supportive, and I'm fine with that. But I would be genuinely happy for you if the Islanders won. I would not be happy overall, and my life would be misery for a few days, but I would be happy for you.
Just think about this. I could take the cup with me on the podcast. Welcome aboard.
Nice. Hey, welcome aboard. That?
I haven't had a big guest like that.
You mean the cup, right?
The cup, yeah.
Here, I mean, the guy is the worst. He is the worst.
And welcome aboard.
And you wonder why I don't like you as much as I like Kay. Mm. This is it right here in a nutshell.
No, please. You have a bizarre infatuation with Kay. I don't want to go there.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
It's all on the shoulders of one Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant and supporting cast.
Yes. Kevin Durant and friends.
Kevin Durant and friends. So, I mean, This would be the time that those guys would step up, I would imagine. You would hope. Back in Brooklyn, Joe Harris. And Joe Harris has to be better than he was in Milwaukee. He has to be, or they have no shot. Has to be. I mean, he can't shoot that poorly. Like he's
no,
got.
He has to chip in again. He's too good of a shooter.
Someone has to be
like
a threat.
That.
Like Chris was talking about this earlier. Someone has to be a threat, other than Kevin Durant. Because there, I mean, Drew Holiday's a good defensive player. Giannis is a former defensive player of the year. You saw what PJ Tucker can do, right? Like if all of a sudden, like that's the only thing we need to focus on or worry about, is shutting down Kevin Durant and being physical with Kevin Durant, and the referees allow them to play as physical as they played in Game 4. I mean, you tell me. I don't love their chances.
No, I don't know how you could feel good about Brooklyn being able to win Game 5 if Kevin Durant's the only one that comes to the party. Like they're going to need those
you
other
can't.
Guys. They're going to need those other guys to step up in a big way. Like they have to find ways to be productive players. Joe Harris is going to have to knock down open shots. You can't play up to your average of 11 points over the last 10 games. Like that can't happen. Like Joe Harris needs to have a big night. I'm talking about 20 plus points. Like, he has to be that secondary guy for Brooklyn. Blake Griffin, Jeff Green, those guys have to do their thing. Mike James, he's going to have to step up and have a big game. I mean, it's just, you know, you can't continue to put all of this on Kevin Durant and just be spectators on the offensive side of the floor. It can't look like what we saw in the third quarter in Game 4, where Kevin Durant goes for 16 points and you only got two other guys that make field goals. Like, those other guys have to be a factor. So, I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. You know, they'll have the opportunity to have the energy of the home crowd behind them. So, hopefully that propels them. But I got to say this, guys. I mean, just from what I saw in Game 4, I don't have a whole lot of optimism that the Brooklyn Nets are going to be able to get this done. I really don't.
I don't know how you could. Here is Green. You can hear him every weekday on 98.7 ESPN from 10 a.m. till noon. He says it's all on KD, and he's got to do it all by himself right now.
Can Kevin Durant, and could this be more ironic, Kevin Durant, of whom the great criticism has always been that he needs to surround himself with the great players. He chooses to go places rather than any championships he won in Oklahoma City would have counted for 10 that he wins anywhere else. So after making the extraordinary move to go to Golden State and then after making the extraordinary move to come to Brooklyn, now he finds himself in a situation where the season is on the line tomorrow night and he's got to do it by himself.
You think if he plays well and they lose, nobody will beat him up over that. But he's got to play well.
Yeah, but don't you expect him to play? I mean,
I absolutely do.
Well.
I don't, listen, I understand what Chris is saying. I don't think this is such an obvious, like Milwaukee just goes out there and wins this game. I give the Nets a chance to win this game, a legitimate chance to win this game tonight.
It's going to have to look different, though. Right? It's not going to be like, you know, you're going to have to keep up with how we score because that's not who Brooklyn is currently without Harden and Kyrie.
No, they're not going to put up 118 points tonight. There's no way.
I got to tell you, there's a hell of a lot of pressure on Coach Bud. If you got no James Harden and no Kyrie Irving, even if you're on the road in a playoff series, like if you don't win this game tonight, like I mean, you could be talking about the Bucks finding a new head coach if you're talking about those two guys being out. And somehow, some way, the Nets find a way to be able to close out the Bucks.
If you're Milwaukee and you can't win this game tonight, just pack it. You're never going to win anything, really. This is on a silver platter for you right now.
Exactly, Dave. And so if we're talking about that now, you better believe that they feel that way in that locker room. There's going to be that sense of urgency from the Bucks. Let's not return the favor to the Brooklyn Nets, what they did for us in Game 3, letting us win that game. Let's not give them this game, especially when they're missing two of their big three. Like, I mean, if I was a player in that Bucks locker room, this is a must-win game. Like, I get it, it's the playoffs and every game is important, but this is must-win. This is a golden opportunity that you have to find a way to take advantage of. Because you got to think, even if James Harden is able to come back in Game 6, he's going to be compromised, and that Game 6 would be in your building. So you'd have the opportunity to be able to close out the Nets at home.
Like, I can't believe how wide open the NBA postseason is now. I mean, you could see Phoenix winning it. I mean, I think the Clippers could win it. I think Utah can win it. I wouldn't be if Philly could win it. The Nets, if they got healthy, could win it. And Milwaukee could. I think you could argue that legitimately there's probably five or six teams that can win the title right now.
You feel like the only team that probably can't win it is
Atlanta.
That's it. And Atlanta right now is giving Philly all they can handle right
oh,
now.
Oh, man, that was a hell of a comeback yesterday.
How bad was Embiid in the second half last night?
He was bad, but I thought the Hawks were awesome, especially the end of that third quarter when they went on that run. I mean, John Collins had a couple tip dunks. Bogdanovich went crazy. Like, it was awesome to see that comeback. Atlanta's a fun team to watch.
They are.
Like, they can't win it all, but that's a fun team to watch.
How good is Trae Young? My God.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really, really good.
He is fun. All right, let's bring him in. Omar in Brooklyn. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning. How are you? Let me talk about this game. I wanted to ask all of you as a sports fan, do you think Kevin Durant, whatever he has done in the past, I don't think as a sports fan, and what the 2 years with the injury and he has not played full season, I don't think he has an aim to play a game like LeBron James did against Boston Celtics. That is all on him. I don't want to listen to it. You run away from the limelight. You run away. You want all the stars with you. You want it easy way. This is the hardest. It is becoming harder and harder for you. Yes, sometimes you have to show up. LeBron had a full year after losing to Dallas Mavericks in the finals and choking that final. He had all year to go through all the pain that he went through mentally and physically. He was ready to take that step next game, and he played the best game I have ever seen a sportsman play, that game. I don't think Kevin Durant has it, and he runs away from the limelight. Do you think everybody says Kevin Durant is a great talent? Let me see it tonight. I want to see Kevin Durant. If everybody thinks he's the best player in the universe, show me. I'm a Knicks fan. You run away from my team? You don't want limelight? Here it is for you. All the accolades for you. You win tonight? You will be the king of NBA and basketball. You don't win tonight, everything will be thrown on you. Show me you have guts. Show me you have the game. If you don't have it, that's why you always ran away from it, and you don't have it. Simple as that.
Wow. Strong words from Omar. Come on. If he goes out there and puts in 42 and they lose this game and he shoots really well and gets 14 rebounds and dominates and they still lose – That's not a bad look for Kevin Durant.
No, it's not a bad look for Kevin Durant, but it's just unfortunate for Brooklyn just because they've gone all in on the next couple of years being able to try to win it with the big three. Like, it would be a missed opportunity, and, you know, you're going into next year with a situation where there's going to be even more pressure just because you know, two of the big three have options in terms of what they could do after next season, whether or not they're going to stay here. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, if they don't get this done, if they don't win tonight, they're probably not going to make it out of the second round. And it's, again, a missed opportunity due to injuries. And it just puts that much more pressure on the Brooklyn Nets going into next season. But as far as Kevin Durant is concerned, I don't really know how you could ask him to do more than what he's doing in the playoffs this year. I mean, the guy's averaging 31-8. He's shooting 50% from the field, 42% from three. And he's shooting 90% from the free throw line. I don't know what you want Kevin Durant to do, especially if he's missing James Harden and Kyrie Irving. Those are such big cogs in what the Brooklyn Nets are supposed to be this year.
See, that's the thing, though. I mean, it almost like now with just KD, Brooklyn goes from, I mean, KD, Kyrie, and Harden. That's a team that you expect to win a championship. You get rid of one of those guys and it's just, you know, the two. Are you guaranteed they're going to win a championship? No, but you feel good. At least they're coming out of the East.
They could get there, yeah.
Yeah,
they could
get win this series. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but it's like, so now you're in a spot where it's just KD. Okay, he's the second best player on the planet, right? Or whatever you want to call him. But it's him and some guys. Like Milwaukee, I never felt like Milwaukee was a team that if all the teams in the postseason were healthy, that Milwaukee was a team that was going to win the championship.
Because they wouldn't.
Okay, because it's...
Rick, if the Nets were healthy, they would have gotten swept by Brooklyn in this series.
Okay, so here's my point, though. So it's Giannis and really no other. It's not Giannis and another superstar. It's Giannis and some really good players. Like Middleton's a good player. Drew Holiday's a good player. But that's a team that now, when you look at the series with where they're at in Game 5, KD's the best player. Giannis is the second best player. Now, give me the rest in order. Best players in the series now. The next two, maybe even three are on Milwaukee.
Yes. Yep. Yes. He can make a statement tonight, though. If he goes out there and wills his team to a victory, we turn on the microphones tomorrow night, and we are just waxing poetic about the greatness of Kevin Durant. He can do that tonight.
Yeah, he can, Dave, but if he goes out there and struggles, I think everybody would understand why. Yes. It's not necessarily Kevin Durant shrinking in the moment. It's just that they're missing a lot of their team. Keep in mind that they mortgaged a lot of what the Nets were in years past in order to be able to acquire James Harden. So this is not a team that came into this year with a whole lot of depth. This is a situation where it's like, okay, you got rid of all of those pieces so you could have a big three, and if you're missing two of the three, then the team is not going to be able to be the same. They're not going to be able to play up to the level that the teams left in the playoff field currently can. So, yeah, I don't think that a bad performance by Kevin Durant in the Brooklyn Nets tonight is some kind of indictment on the player Kevin Durant is.
I agree with you, but you will hear that tomorrow. If he goes 7-for-23 and doesn't play well, I won't do it, you won't do it, Rick won't do it, people will do it. I promise you we're going to get calls on that tomorrow. Pedro Hernandez, I can't understand Omar at all, but I absolutely love it when he calls into the show. All right, let's go. We'll find out who won the poll and who's hosting CMT, and now it's time.
To cuddle.
I'll tell you what, Rico. I can chase him down. I'll hold him down for you.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
So I'll tell you what, I'm going to hand this off, but I'm proud of my effort. I got doubled up. 63.3 to 36.7, but I'm proud of my efforts. Rick, you will run point on this, but I'm happy with that. I'll take a moral victory.
You should be happy. Congratulations, RJ. To get a third of the votes against Rick is very well done, Bobby.
I live for moral victories. And with that, your host.
I voted for RJ as well.
That's
you
funny.
Probably did.
That's funny. I voted for you.
So those cancel each other out. All right, here we go. Let's get started. So we're talking about the Yankees. Who's to blame for where the Yankees are at? So I'm going to give you three. Do you blame Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, or the players? Cuddle, marry, trash.
Cash, Boone, players. All right. I'm going to start out by marrying. So the most blamed is the one that I marry, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to marry the players.
And welcome aboard.
Shut up. They look. They're like slogging through here. Watching the Yankees run the bases and their lack of intensity, I will marry the players. I will cuddle the cash, and I will trash the Boone.
Okay, so we got disagreement right out of the gates. I am completely disagreeing with Dave Rothenberg. I'm going to marry Brian Cashman in terms of the blame. And listen, we've talked about this team not having a lot of different ways that they could win. But, I mean, this is not a phenomenon that's new to the Yankees. I mean, we talked about this last year. We talked about it the year before. There isn't a ton of versatility when it comes to the guys on this roster and being able to win a lot of different ways. So I'm going to marry the guy that put this roster together because this team, this group of players is limited. So I'm going to marry Cash for the blame. I'm going to cuddle the players, and I'm going to trash Aaron Boone.
I agree with Candy.
Wow.
But yeah, it's some of the stuff the players are doing right now, man. Like, it's stuff in Little League you learn. Like, Odor running the bases the other day, there's no excuse for that.
Watching him cross over and run in front of the baseball, really, it's terrible base running.
There's no excuse for that. All right, here we go. Next one up. So I'm sure you guys have seen this. MLB is expected to announce today that they're going to suspend players caught with any foreign substance for 10 days with pay.
10 days or 10 games?
10 days.
10 days.
10 days, okay.
That's how it works in Major League Baseball. It's days.
So if you plan it at the right time, if you're a starter, you could really, in theory, miss one start.
Yeah, you got a big one? Yeah, you spider attack your face off because you're getting paid still.
That's right. There is no loss of pay with this.
All right, so here we go. So the crackdown is going to begin next Monday. Question for you guys. From that Monday till the end of the season, how many pitchers end up getting suspended? Less than 5, 5 to 10, or 10 plus?
5 to 10, or 10 plus.
Okay. I'm going to marry 10 plus. I mean, there are going to be some guys that are just going to say they're going to have to catch me doing it in order for me to stop doing it. And I think that attitude is going to be more pervasive than even officials in Major League Baseball think. So I'm going to marry 10 plus. I'm going to cuddle 5 to 10, and I'm going to trash less than 5.
Just to conserve time and let Rick have a lot of it, I will completely agree across the board with Chris Canty.
All right, here we go. I like where you guys are going right now because I get more questions in. This is nice. I like the pace. I like the tempo.
That's right. TTS.
All right, here
baby.
We go.
TTS.
I can't believe this. So I've been going, I've been scouring the internet right now for NBA finals odds. Because RJ sent me some odds, and I don't...
Win the championship?
To win the championship.
Okay.
That I don't necessarily believe. So I'm not going to ask you that question because I want to be 100% with the odds. I'm looking at odds right now that were updated on June 13th, which I have a hard time believing, that still, for some reason, have the Nets as the favorite.
There's
to
no
win
way
the
that
NBA
that's
finals.
Accurate. Well, you said it's updated on June 13th. That's two full days ago now.
Yeah, but June 13th, I mean, that's Sunday.
Yeah, but it could be before they even played Game 4.
Mm-hmm.
It says it was after the Suns game.
I don't know. But, I mean, now we find out that there's no way that they can be the favorites to win the game.
No, that's why I'm not going
to
ask the question, because that makes zero sense.
They're underdogs in the game tonight. I Milwaukee's a four-point favorite.
Okay, so to simplify it, I'm going to make it Eastern Conference. Right now, cuddle, marry, trash to win the Eastern Conference. The Bucks, the Nets, or the Sixers?
You know, obviously this has changed dramatically. I'm gonna marry Milwaukee, and it's almost just because I don't have confidence in the other team. Listen, Brooklyn was, you wouldn't even have asked this question if not for the injuries. So I'll marry Milwaukee. I'll cuddle Philadelphia, and I'll trash the Nets, and it's solely due to where we are with the injuries.
Yeah, I agree across the board with Dave. The only thing I will say is if I knew that Embiid and what we saw from him in the second half was just poor performance and not injury-related, I would probably change my answer. But as it stands right now, I think you have to marry the Bucks, cuddle the Sixers, and trash the Nets.
All right, here we go. Moving along, a little Major League Baseball. I like to get every sport involved. Here we go, David or Christopher, whoever's up first. National League MVP at the moment. I'm going to give you three names to cuddle, marry, trash. I'm going to give you Ronald.
I know where you're going to go. You're going to go Acuna.
Yep.
You're going to go DeGrom.
Yep.
And you're going to go, because I know you so well, Nick Castellanos.
Incorrect.
Oh.
That was the fourth. I'm going Fernando Tatis. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. I'm married to DeGrom. I had this guy as my preseason NL MVP, and it's crazy to think this, but he's exceeding the expectations that I had for him coming into this year. Like, we haven't seen a pitcher do what DeGrom is doing in recent memory, so I'll marry that. I will cuddle Fernando Tatis Jr., and I hate doing that over Acuna, but I also have to factor in team success. So I'll cuddle Tatis Jr. and I will trash. I don't even want to say trash. I will politely discard Ronald Acuna Jr.
Right. You'll wrap that up tightly and just softly, gingerly put it away. Is this my thought, Rick, or this is how I think the voting will actually shake out?
How you think the voting is going to actually shake out?
Okay. I'm going to marry Tatis. I think the voters want to avoid giving it to a pitcher if humanly possible, although I think he deserves it. I will cuddle Jacob DeGrom, and I will agree with Chris. I will not trash, because that would be very disrespectful, but I will softly open the lid and place it gingerly away, and that would be Ronald Acuna Jr.
All right, well done, fellas. There you go. Tuesday edition. Cuddle, marry, trash.
Oh, very well done. I'm glad you won the vote. You did a very, very nice job there.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. DCR.
You cannot root for your arch rival under any circumstance. Who's the one team that the Rangers fans dislike the most? It's the Islanders, and it's vice versa. So don't give me this business where it's okay to root for the Islanders. It's not.
Yeah, but if one of your closest friends is the former Islander, and he's like, hey, can I come over so we can watch this game? The least you could do is have him over, I think.
You want to come over? I'll leave the house. That's fine. You need a place to watch the game. I'm not watching the game with you and rooting for the Islanders.
This is DCR.
Just think about this. I could take the cup with me on the podcast.
And welcome aboard.
I haven't had a big guest like that.
On 98.7 ESPN.
You know, come on over tonight, DiPietro. I don't think you will.
Of course I would.
No, you won't. There is zero chance that you would come over for an 8 o'clock puck drop, watch the game, and then drive to your house. You'd get home at midnight.
Well, who said anything about coming back to my house? No. Well, I would take a nap, which I'm not allowed to do, but I would negotiate it with the wife because my sister-in-law is here. I would take a nap, get myself ready. I would drive over. I would bring a beautiful dinner over for you. And then we'd eat, and then I would sleep over.
Well, like a slumber party kind of thing?
Yeah, we'll have a slumber party. You got a king-size bed. You got a California king. I'll jump in.
Wait, we would have three of us in the bed?
Yeah, you sleep in the middle, obviously. I don't want to, you know, I move around a lot in my sleep. I don't want to accidentally.
The last thing I want to do is have your body next to mine in the bed.
I wear clothes. I don't have to sleep naked.
You're making this very tempting.
I've never wanted to see a man naked more in my life. Then we pop up. Maybe we take a quick shower together and then we do the show.
I can
like that kind of party.
No, nobody wants that kind of party. I can promise you that. Would you walk a dog with me at 3:45?
Yes.
Why don't we get them like a
turtle or something?
Get the dogs a turtle? That's so good.
Oh, by the way, Canty, we haven't even talked about this yet. So I don't know if you've heard the latest news on Get to Know Your Co-Host. But one of us on the show went 5-0 on the Chris Canty Friday.
Yeah, Chris, I'll let you bet every penny you have who that is the way he set that one up for you.
Oh, of course. I know it was Rick. Yeah. But I mean, I was tailoring the questions so that Rick would get them right.
Were you?
Yes, I absolutely was. Like I
offered, Dave. See, I told you. He's diabolical. I said I'd lay down. You said
why?
No.
You know what? I'm disgusting.
Oh, look at what has happened.
I mean, you're cheating for him to win.
It's not like I sent them the questions ahead of time, Dave. I'm just saying at the end of it, I had a little voice message for who I wanted to win. And that person was one Rick DiPietro.
You scripted it for him to win.
Well, yeah, I scripted it. Yeah,
You're a cheater!
Scripting the first 15. I'm scripting him so my guy can actually have success. And that's just because I wanted the door to be left cracked open.
Yeah,
so
that's
I could
exactly
become,
what you wanted.
I could come in a second.
So, yeah, I don't want to be left. 59!
I'm up by 1 point, right? And we go into the final week of getting to know your co-host this Friday at 6:45 in the morning. If Chris wins it, we can't tie for a second. We have to have some kind of a tiebreaker system, right?
Yeah, we'll have to have some sort of... RJ's going to have to... since he's been better this week, I can trust him with this. Like, we'll have to have some kind of tiebreaker scenario. So am I doing the Get to Know Your Co-Host again on Friday?
I think either you have to or RJ has to, because it can't be... Well, who's it supposed to be?
Well, it's supposed to be Dave. It's supposed to be you.
Yes.
We decide you can't do that,
though. Yes.
Well, it's supposed to be me. All right.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. I'll host it.
Yes.
See, this is not in Chris's best interest. But
no, it's not at all.
That's okay.
Fine.
Whatever. I can't lose any ground to Rothenberg.
No, but if you don't
win,
now you lose.
This is the last week.
Hey, shoot or shoot, man. I'm going to take my shot.
Rick'll throw it. I know what you'll do.
I didn't throw last week.
Because it was in your best interest to win and have it come down to
this. It was not. It was in the show's best interest to keep this thing alive. But it was, no, anytime I have the opportunity to win, I'm going to try to win. I don't let Milo win on stuff.
Do you hold your nose when he fails, though?
No.
He should start.
He had great Dave.
Good life lesson.
You would have been proud of him yesterday at tennis.
Oof. What'd he do?
Oh, he was rallying back and played a game. It was awesome. He's got a little macaroni in him, though.
Does he smash anyone on
the
racket?
Yeah, he's not he loses a couple points, racket goes down, he's laying on the ground.
I love it. Did I ever tell you my McEnroe story?
No.
So I'm taking tennis lessons. This is in the way back. And I walk in and my pro was he was well known in the Long Island circles and he knew John McEnroe. And I guess McEnroe needed a court to play on. So I go in, he goes, "Hey, just to let you know, McEnroe's on the next court over from you." I'm like, wow. So louder. Well, are you kidding? Oh, what a disaster. How do you call that out? And John opens the curtain. He goes, can you shut up, please? and closes it. And that was my, yeah, that was my brush with John McEnroe.
But you were trying
to
impress
it. I was so loud and annoying that John McEnroe was turned off by it.
Yeah, but I mean, that was your goal, though, was to impress him, though, with your craziness, though, wasn't it?
Yes, but you know, and again, I'm probably like 12 years old.
You can't be serious, man.
I was
serious. You cannot be serious.
I was serious, and I was over the top. And I think I don't know if he thought I was mocking him or if I was actually annoying him because he was just trying to quietly warm up. But yeah, he opened the curtain. And he said, "Could you please shut up?" and close the curtain.
Did you tell him at all? Like, did you get a chance to tell him that you hit someone in the face with your racket?
No. John, you'd be so proud. John, wait. Right in the face. No, I didn't get a chance. DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. All right, so no Harden, no Kyrie, all KD. Do you realistically think, Chris, that he can? I know that you won't blame him if he doesn't. Can he carry this team to victory tonight on his back?
Yeah, I think Kevin Durant can. There's a path to victory for the Brooklyn Nets tonight, but I mean, they don't have a whole lot of margin for error because they don't have Kyrie or James Harden. That's what it comes down to. I mean, you're going to have a lot of guys play at a level that we quite frankly haven't seen them play at, you know, the last couple of games. Like, Mike James is going to have to step up in a big way, not just creating shots for himself and for others, but I mean, just in terms of alleviating the pressure for Kevin Durant on the offensive side of the floor. Joe Harris is going to have to knock down shots. Like, that's another guy that's going to have to be great tonight. Like, he's going to have to be able to space the floor for him, create more room for Kevin Durant to work, because we saw in game four when Kyrie Irving went out, the focus of that Bucks defense was able to lock in and make life really difficult for Kevin Durant. If Joe Harris is knocking down three-pointers, it makes it a lot harder for those Bucks help defenders to leave, to be able to double-team and triple-team Kevin Durant. So I just think they've got to have a lot of the guys in the supporting cast step up. They're coming back home. We know that role players play better at home, so there'll be the opportunity for that. The crowd will be behind them. They'll be able to feed off of that energy. It's just a matter of them being able to go out there and execute. So I do think there is a path to victory. It's just going to be really, really tough.
Let me ask you guys a question. How much of what you saw in game four from the other role players from the Nets had to do with kind of almost being in shock that Kyrie was hurt?
Yeah, I think a lot of it. I think that I think the energy was completely sapped away. At least tonight, they know going in. Like, we have to be responsible to help Kevin Durant win this game. The other night, it was like, all right, well, we got Kyrie. Then he goes down, and I think that was a huge shot for them. I do. I think that was a tremendous blow for them.
Yeah, because, I mean, you saw it in that third quarter, right? Like, it was like, okay, Kyrie was out. You know, KD tried to do whatever he could do in that third quarter. I mean, he had 16, he scored assisted on 18 of the 21 points, but it was him, and that was it. Like, there was no one else that was participating. If they have any shot in tonight's game, it's going to be, I think, a couple things. I think it's going to have to be officiated different than it was in game four. If it's as physical, that's going to be tough on Kevin Durant. And defensively, this is going to have to be a monumental effort from them defensively. Because I can't imagine, like, I don't know, they're not the same potent offense without those guys.
No.
How many points wins this game tonight, do you think?
If Brooklyn wins
this game, how many points do they need for you to say, you know what, that number, it will be enough? 95?
I think if Brooklyn wins this game, I think they have to hold Milwaukee under 100.
All right.
Or somewhere right around 100. I mean, that's how it's going to have to be. And they can't, and Chris and I, we talked about this after the last game too. It's, you can't give, especially Giannis, because Giannis in transition is unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a wrap. Like, you can't, with the 17 turnovers. And you saw that once Kyrie was out, like, the turnovers, it wasn't nearly as, you know, the assists weren't there because guys weren't making shots. But you can't make it easy on Milwaukee. This is going to have to be like one of those, like slog it out kind of deals.
The uglier the better for Brooklyn tonight.
Yeah. Because you know that's how Milwaukee's going to play. I mean, that's how Milwaukee wants to play. They want to beat the hell out of Kevin Durant is what they're going to try to do.
No, that's got to be your game plan, no?
It has to be, because it worked in game four with him. Like, you started to see him get frustrated. I don't know how you wouldn't. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't either. If, I mean, it's just you and that's pretty much it.
Exactly.
Anyone would be frustrated. But, Dave, you mentioned it. I thought it was a great point. And that, if all of a sudden this thing is getting called differently than game four and P.J. Tucker picks up an early couple fouls, like, that could change
the entire dynamic of the game changes.
That could change some stuff. But, I mean, Chris is absolutely right. All those other guys have to play. Like, this has to be one of those ones where it's like, you're talking about guys having, you know, playing as well as you've ever seen them play. Like, Mike James has one of his best games. Joe Harris all of a sudden turns into what we expect from Joe Harris. Jeff Green, I mean, that was unfair to Jeff Green, too, coming back from, I mean, he just came back.
Yeah, they put a lot on him.
And you throw him into the fire like that. Nick Claxton has to be good defensively. Like, they all have to have, like...
He can't get into early foul trouble, too.
No.
Because you saw that happened in game four in that first half. Like, he's got to make sure that he plays a clean game and he stays available for Steve Nash to be able to stay with him long enough to impact the game on the defensive end. Because Nick Claxton is huge in terms of what he does. And we talk about trying to limit some of those easy opportunities, those bunnies at the bucket for the Bucks. Like, that's going to be a part of it. Like, Nick Claxton has to be a factor. Because I'm saying this, guys. Like, this Bucks team has not shot well throughout the course of this series. Now, it was better in game four, but they have not shot well. So, I mean, if you're the Nets, like, force them to make shots. Force them to make shots from the perimeter and see where that leads. Because I just feel like that's an opportunity for them. If they can be able to get some stops on the defensive end and you know, being able to get out in transition off of some misses, that could be a part of the equation in terms of trying to facilitate your offense and get other guys going outside of Kevin Durant. So I just feel like, you know, it works hand in hand, but I mean, this is a huge game for the Nets. They got to be able to try to find a way.
I would imagine Bruce Brown's going to be better too, because he wasn't very good in game four.
They were bad. They were
no,
all bad.
And then you know who else might be sneaky, play a role tonight, or he should at least, is Landry Shamet. Because, I mean, he has the capabilities, the way he shoots.
They got to play their guys, and whoever plays best is the guys you roll with. I mean, there's no feelings now at this point. This is the most important game of the season. Marco in Brooklyn. Good morning, Marco. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN. Hello, Marco.
Polo.
he's totally missing. He just called.
Marco. I love Marco Polo. Favorite pool game? Is Marco Polo top of the list?
What do I have basketball in the pool?
Yeah, basketball in the pool.
Yeah. Marco.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you guys doing?
We picked up your call like 30 seconds ago, Marco. We've just been waiting for you.
My apologies. I got a call from work. I put you guys on hold. I didn't think it would be that fast.
Very unfortunate.
I respect that.
But I think it's ridiculous how many excuses you guys are making for Kevin Durant. I mean, he's one of the best players in the league, if not the best player in the league. And he can't have one game where he carries his team to win. I mean, it's been 5 years since he faced a drop of adversity in the playoffs. With the Warriors, he could have not played the entire season, the entire postseason, woke up in the finals and won. I think it's crazy.
No, I don't think anyone's saying, listen, we're just not trying to make excuses. I mean, there'd be reasons why they don't win.
There's pressure on Durant tonight.
100% there's pressure on Kevin Durant. It's not about just winning one game. It's about trying to find a way to win this series. Or at least giving yourself some time to, you know, get Harden back.
Mm-hmm.
But they lose this game. I mean, they're going to be this.
They lose this game. I don't know if it comes back
to Brooklyn.
Those
guys don't play and they're done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. If they lose this game, I don't know that it comes back to Brooklyn.
Right. I think it's pretty cut and dry, to be honest with you. If they lose this game and those guys don't play in game six, the series is done.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, too. And again, we just want to point to Kevin Durant and say, you know, he's the best player on the planet. And I would agree, offensively, efficiency and everything else, he's right now the best scorer on the planet. I would agree with that. But you also have to remember, it's like he's not a guy that you know, plays a position where the ball's always in his hands. Like, he's not... Like, LeBron James is maybe the greatest point guard we've ever seen in our entire lives. Like, that's who LeBron James is. Like, he can make everyone around him better. Kevin Durant, that's not what he does well. Like, he can do it, but that's not what he does well.
Well, there's going to be the expectation that he's going to raise the level of his game tonight and try to will his
team. I'm not worried about him raising his level. I know he'll raise his level. I'm more concerned about him raising the level of everyone else around him.
Well, I don't know that that's his game, like you just
mentioned.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I don't know that he can do that. I mean, someone else, at least one of the guys, is going to have to step up his game, whether it's Mike James or Joe Harris or someone. Someone needs to raise the level of their game because he can't do everything for this team tonight.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN. In New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.